What does the star say about COVID-19? Coronavirus. Was this predicted? Was this planned? The world's gone crazy. Well, today we're going to check with world-renowned astrologer Rachel Lang to find out if the charts could have predicted this and what is next for not just America, but the world. I'm Tony Sweet with Captain Ron. This is Truth Be Told. We welcome back to the Truth Be Told studios the one and only Rachel Lang.
Hi, Tony.
Oh, my gosh.
Good to see you.
It's been so long since you've been back. And yeah. I mean, a lot has gone on since you've been in studio with us. But Captain Ron couldn't be here. He was so excited to have you back here. And unfortunately, he couldn't be here. But we have a lot of questions about what's going on. Not just me. This is the world asking questions. You know, who's telling the truth? Is it fake? Is it made up? Is it a conspiracy? Is it so many things that's going on? And I know you did on your website I think it's a RachelLangAstrologer.com. You kind of did a little couple of articles about it, didn't you? And talked
yes.
about this. So before we get into the astrology side, you're also an intuitive.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hear a lot of psychics, and at least that I didn't know of, and I've worked around a lot of psychics that didn't predict this.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see this coming at all, or no?
Well, what's interesting is on an astrological level and on a psychic level, in January, I felt, and I even talked about this in my January overview, I saw kind of an economic breakdown, big cultural shifts, like the beginning of a whole new paradigm in terms of our culture. And at the time, I couldn't put my finger on exactly what it was. And I don't think, who would have thought that a virus would have shaken things up in the way that it has. But I definitely felt and saw this potential outcome. And a number of astrologers I talked to, a number of my friends. We all were sort of in, you know, commiserating at the very beginning of the year, like,
right.
this is going to be quite a year. There's so much happening astrologically this year that there's no way that we're going to leave 2020 in the same place that we started it. Like the world is changing.
Right.
And
right.
So, yeah, so it's, it definitely was something that was on my radar, and I was kind of like bracing myself to see how it was going to unfold.
Well, I think it, you know, 2020 is, you know, in eyesight is 20 perfect vision.
Yeah.
And I thought that's pretty, you know, it's a new decade, it's a new year. For me, it's a new decade because I just turned 50 in December. Thought, you know, I'm bringing in my 50s, right? It what's weird about for me is I believe that I had coronavirus in January.
Really?
Because January 1st, I mean, to the day, I started getting sick. I don't catch the flu. I don't take the flu shot. Every time I see people take the flu shot, they get sick from the flu. And I'm like, I don't get the flu. So maybe when I'm 90, I'll take it. But into that point, my parents, you know, they were older. My mom passed away about a year and a half ago. They would always take the flu shot and they would get sick. So I said, I'm not going to take the flu shot. January 1st, I end up getting sick. I started getting this, you know, 101, 102 fever for 2 or 3 weeks. I mean, it was just, you know, for almost 2.5 weeks. I got this deep cough that I could not, for 5 weeks I had it. I couldn't get rid of it. Completely exhausted. I was not hallucinating, but I even saw my mother. Well, I didn't see my mother. I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I went to the restroom. I came back into bed. To my spouse, I was like, "Hey, where's my mom? Where'd she go?" And I was,
wow.
And then I was like, "What am I saying?" You know, and so, and then I realized, you know, a long time later, several people around me got sick with saying that that's the worst flu they've ever had. But I went to the, you know, urgent care, had the test for flu.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have the flu, and I'm like, "Well, what is it? I don't know. It's just a virus, I guess." I really think, and then they're saying that, you know, they're proving that it was in LA, November, yes. December. So I really think I had the virus because I went to Brazil and then came back. So, but
you know,
go ahead.
No, you go.
No, I was just saying that. So I knew, you know, 2020 was going to be a good year, but then it started off so crazy.
Yes.
And I thought this doesn't seem right. But then when I heard about the coronavirus, I didn't think about it. But it's just so many people had so many high hopes for this year that it just did not. It did not take off like they thought. and now it's one of the biggest economic disasters, the biggest health pandemic since the flu of 1918.
Mm-hmm.
But I also said, I may get flack for this, but I said, there's not a lot of people that I know that's passed away, not saying that it's taking away, but I'm saying if this was a virus that really did 10%, 20% of the people died from it, oh my gosh, it shows you how quickly that this could spread and really take a toll on the population of America or of the world.
Yeah, definitely. Well, and I have to say, piggybacking on that, that our frontline workers, our doctors, and mm-hmm. nurses, and everyone who's the scientists who are trying to develop
right
solutions, I credit them for the reason why it hasn't been as bad as it possibly could. They have mm-hmm. just been so heroic in their efforts. It's been absolute. I have two thoughts about it.
Okay.
Number one,
just tell me yours.
number one, it really does feel like in many ways, this is a reset for us.
Right.
And I'll explain astrologically what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Great.
In fact, I'll do that now. One of the big transits that we started this year with is a conjunction, which means two planets coming together between Saturn and Pluto. And dwarf planet Ceres was in the mix there too. And this is an important point because Ceres, many people don't know about Ceres. They know about the other planets. They know about Pluto, the dwarf planet.
Right.
But Ceres is the goddess of fertility, the goddess of nature. She is relates to our environmental concerns and issues. And so when these three planets came together, when Pluto and Saturn, I'll isolate Pluto and Saturn, first mm-hmm. of all, this is a cycle that happens every 34 to 36 years. And Saturn deals with structure. And because it's in the sign of Capricorn right now, which is the sign of authority, government, institutions, laws, borders, those kinds of things.
Right.
We're talking about those sort of economic and social structures that form society as we know them. When anything comes into contact with Pluto, Pluto transforms. It transforms in a way that breaks things down in order to rebuild them in a stronger way. And so what we're seeing and what we've seen is this virus breaking down so many of the economic, social, and even familial structures that we've had in place. And I'm going to even go so far as to say these are patriarchal structures. And so we're seeing a transformation of them. We're seeing a breakdown of them so that when we come out of this crisis period, we're rebuilding in a new way, in a new way that considers, I mean, think about how many people, Tony, how many people who are not the primary stay-at-home parent or the primary parent who've had to be home with children.
Right.
And, I have clients who say, I had no idea what my wife or my husband does all the time. Wow, this is so hard. But we're having respect for home, for family, for those treasured relationships that we have in our lives.
Yeah.
And also the earth, how many people have
it's breathing again.
Yes. Yeah, like there's no smog in LA.
Right.
There are dolphins swimming in Venice. All over the earth, she's getting her lungs back.
Right.
As we're slowing down.
But do you think either intuitively, astrologically, do you think that even though we slow down, human nature, it's kind of like when a disaster happens. We all come together and we help out. And as soon as it's over, whoosh, right back to the, what we did before, and we just almost forget about it. It's almost like amnesia of what just happened.
I think that would be the case. But astrologically, there are a number of patterns that are repeating themselves, not the Saturn-Pluto pattern, but Jupiter-Pluto, which is another big theme that's happening for this year. That's repeating itself in June 30th, and then again November 12th. And then that leads us into another new cycle, as if we haven't been through enough.
Right.
There's another new cycle starting in December when Jupiter and Saturn come together. And this is interesting because Jupiter is going to be moving into the sign of Aquarius. Saturn's going to be moving into the sign of Aquarius. It's been in Aquarius for a little while. It's retrograde, going retrograde. It's going to kind of go back into Capricorn. Then it's going to fully go into Aquarius again. So at the end of this year, these two planets coming together in Aquarius is going to usher in what we know of as the Aquarian age. Because they're setting the stage for Pluto's entrance into Aquarius that's happening in 2023, 2024. And the age of Aquarius is marked with, Aquarius has two sides. It's individualistic. It's a little bit rebellious. It's independent. And then it's also humanitarian, community-minded, seeks collaboration and connection. And so we're going to see these Aquarian ideals really pronounced at the end of this year. And we're already seeing them because Aquarius also rules technology.
Oh,
and
it
the
does.
Internet. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And the last time Saturn was in Aquarius, that's when we saw email going into people's homes. We had AOL and Prodigy, chat boards, forums, things like that.
Yeah.
And now we're seeing a trend toward work being more digitally based. People finding solutions through technology to connect with other people from all over the world. And so these Aquarian ideals we're seeing really coming into the forefront of the mainstream. And so yes, while I agree with you that there are going to be a lot of people who kind of just want to get back to business as usual, I think the Earth and I think these transits are going to pull us back and say not so fast.
Well, I think it's doing that anyway because, I mean, again, there are both sides, and I'm not saying Republican, Democrat. You have both sides of the extremes, and that's what I said. We were used to kind of be somewhat united. More of the bunch of us would be united, and then you had your little extremist out here. Now it's kind of like it's got a little bit of neutral and a lot of separate. So hopefully that'll bring us back together. But also, I think when we come back to this, if you believe in this virus or not, or you believe it's a fake or hoax or whatever, like I said, I'm not as worried about it as some people. Because I'm with you. I believe that, Mother Nature stepped in, be it made by man or naturally. But I believe it stepped in because there is a point to where we have to wake up no matter what. But the thing is, even when we go back to work, like some people went back to work today in certain states. California, I think, is in 15 days, so the 15th. But when we go back, they've already said, no sports, no concerts, at least in California, for the rest of the year. We're going to have to social distance possibly year to 2 years because fall and then winter again, this coronavirus could come back either stronger or at least as much as it is now if we don't have a vaccine. So I think it's definitely going to change who we are and what we are and how we think and how we, took advantage of, especially in California. It's like, you have everything here and you can't just do that now.
Yeah,
I think it's gonna reset us in a lot of ways. But and I have a question. I'm going to get back to the coronavirus, but I have a question. So when you say Pluto, Mercury, all these, how did they ever determine how did we ever determine Pluto stood for this and Mercury stood for this to know the changes or what can help you predict what's going to happen? How did they ever determine that?
That's a really good question, Tony. I've never been asked that one before.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I hope I don't throw you for a loop. So
no, not at all. No. Well, it started, you know, about 5,000 years ago when the ancients would watch the movement of the planets and they named them after the gods and goddesses.
Okay.
And they associated each one of the planets because they could follow the planets moving in the heavens and see them in relation to how the what we know now is the Earth moving, rotating on its axis through the and orbiting the sun through the constellations.
Right.
And so they had these, they were mythologically based. So they had stories for the gods and goddesses. Hmm. And when they labeled Mercury, Mercury, that little shining light in the sky, Mercury, it was actually a god.
Really?
And so Mercury, that to them, yeah. So they would follow the way that Mercury moved and they would see what happened in their own lives. And so over thousands and thousands of years, all of the symbolism in this mythology has been stored in our collective unconscious. And so these archetypes have come to provide really rich symbols for our own lives. And you can look in your own birth chart and see, you know, an astrological birth chart maps out where all of those planets were at the time of your birth.
Right.
And you can look at where Mercury was and get a lot of information about how you communicate, how you think, how you don't think. and also Mercury rules physical things like the hands, the lungs, the voice. Mm-hmm. So each one of those planets provides layers and layers of meaning that help you understand yourself better.
I mean, and what's funny is everybody's like, that's a good question, because I think most of us we listen to, you know, healers, intuitives and astrologists, and we want to go, okay, that's great, but how did that come about? Because it's been around. It's not just, this is not the last 20 years. It's been around for thousands of years.
Yes.
Egyptians used a lot of the stars to guide them and also to predict and to build and stuff like that. So, because somebody was in the chat room because I hope you don't mind me asking, but because you may need to know the charts, but somebody was saying, how do we know, like, let's say, like, Kim Jong-un, how do you know if someone is alive or dead or if somebody's going to survive? In the charts itself, like if I looked at it, I'd be like, okay, that's just a bunch of numbers and a bunch of squiggly lines and, you know, charts going off and here and there. How can you tell if something good or bad is going to happen in the charts itself?
There are different ways that we can use astrology for forecasting events in our lives. One of them is by looking at progressions, secondary progressions, tertiary. There are different astrologies. Astrologers will use different techniques, but secondary progressions is one that's pretty widely used. And I'm teaching a class on it in June, if anybody's interested in taking this class. sorry, didn't need to throw in a little bit of self-promotion.
Please do it.
But so a secondary progression will show how your chart evolves over time. So it shows your own personal evolution. And you can see trends that are happening in your life. You can see, like, periods where health is going to be difficult. You can see periods of success.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have another one that I use, and that's pretty commonly used, is looking at transits. Transits are planets in the heavens today and their aspect relationship to your natal chart. And they show opportunities, they show challenges. And so the outer planets in particular, now the ancients didn't see the outer planets. We've come to understand them in our more modern time, but the outer planets, because they move so slowly, show big shifts because they take place over a year to 2 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So you can look at Pluto, if you're going through a Pluto transit, It's a 2-year cycle. Hang on for the ride. And within that cycle, you can get more fine-tuned and say, like, okay, this is a 2-year cycle, but on October 21st of this 2-year cycle, you're going to expect these events to occur, these type of events to occur, mm-hmm. Given the nature of other planets interacting with that, given the nature of how exact, how close it is to being exact. So we look at progressions, we look at transits, and other predictive techniques as well.
Yeah, I mean, and it's funny because Joanne in the chat room, it's funny because, like she says, if your chart reads that this is going to be a fruitful financial time, yet you lost your job and are now on a fixed unemployment, how does this play out? Not sure how to effectively put my question into words, but it does. Yeah. So when your chart says one thing and then something else happens, what does that mean? Because I know, like, you know, Char and other psychics say, you know, when I predict something, free will can change the prediction. Mm-hmm. But astrologically, shouldn't it be more accurate? Not accurate, but more precise.
Yeah, that's actually happened to me a couple of times since the coronavirus started. I've had clients who I met with early in the year who had the same question. We looked at their chart. Everything looked financially great. Right. And then they lost their job.
Right. You're like,
Yeah, like, oh, you were wrong. and I was like, no, right. I wasn't. But, you know, I think when you have a certain, when your chart says this is going to be a certain way, those setbacks can actually become opportunities to where losing your job then motivates you to really pursue something that you want to do, right. To build your own business, to make your side hustle into your main thing, to get another job. And so when we look at these transits, don't look at them. I think we have to take away the judgment of good and bad.
Right. Right.
Favorable transits can have difficult circumstances. One example I use is, you know, one of my clients had a great financial transit. It was a Pluto-Venus transit in the eighth, like ruling the eighth house, which is good for investments, all of those kinds of things. It was looking like a great money year. Well, that money came through inheritance. You know? So, right. Or other clients have come into money winning a prize, or, you know, like something goes wrong, and then the resiliency and the response to what happens that's unfavorable, they then create something new that they would have never done had that first disappointment or upset not happened.
Well, just an example, years ago before I moved to Los Angeles, I was like 31, 32. I worked in Kansas City. I'm from Kansas originally. I worked in Kansas City 7 years before I moved to LA. I was working for a eye clinic, like an eye surgery clinic. I was in HR, and the company was bought out, and they fired everybody. I mean, they just let everybody go, and I was just like, oh God, I think it was during the time, it was right around 9/11, and we went to war, and so times were getting tough anyway. So, and I was just like, oh my gosh, so I don't know what I'm going to do, but I haven't, you know, I had unemployment, but one of the nurses that I worked with, we were sitting in the cafeteria before we were laid off. And she said, guess what? I said, what? She goes, I got a job as a traveling nurse. I said, oh, my God, congratulations. And she said, guess where the first place I get assigned? And I'm like, don't even know. And she says, Los Angeles. And I'm like, oh, God, I've always wanted to move to L.A. I was like, this is not fair. How do you know? And we were just friends, but she said, go with me. And I was like, what? She said, go with me. I said, no, I family and a house and this. And she's like, listen, they pay for everything. They, you know, you can sleep on the couch until you get on your feet. I'm there for probably 6 months. And I'm like, nah, okay. I did it. And I sold everything there and I moved out here. I didn't have a lot. Of like money, it was, you know, mostly just unemployment, but And you know what? That was my destiny. Now yeah. I'm here talking to you. I went for 10 years as a personal trainer and, you know, and met all kinds of people, which led me into auditioning for a reality show, which got me in Nashville. And where you're from? And now where are you from, Nashville?
I'm actually from St. Louis originally, but I lived in Nashville for a long time.
Yeah, because I know you go there a lot. But and then, like I said, things just kept going and going. And now, like I said, I own a network. I have 50 shows on my network, and then I do Truth Be Told, which I love. And I thank you, everybody, for tuning in and listening every time we have a show. But it, like I said, if it wasn't for destiny or whatever to kick my butt to get it started, and I thought that was a really shitty thing that happened to me, it turned into some amazing times in my life and really created who I am. So I just think, you know, people like this right now, like you said, we need to really look at ourselves. This is an opportunity to go in within ourselves and reevaluate, am I happy with my job? Because right now, everybody's in the same boat.
Yeah,
you know, definitely. That, 30 million people are in the same boat. So when it does come back, it's like now you have an opportunity to think, can I start over? Should I start over? What do I love to do? Because I'm a person, I don't do something unless I love it. So I encourage people to do that. But I want to, and I want to ask this question because restless herbalist. This is about the I know, right? This is
a, this, I love that name.
I know this is in YouTube. So you can answer it if you want, but like I said, I don't want to put you on a spot. Do you think the COVID-19 pandemic serves as an analog for disclosure as it's a global event causing widespread fear, societal and economic disruption with a permanent recalibration of social norms? If you can get all that.
Here's what I think is going to happen. I think, number one, because it is global, it's bringing us all together, hopefully. I think at least raising our awareness about the ways in which we are separate and the ways in which information is shared or held back. And so I think what is going to be one of the effects that comes out of this is more globally based news. When Restless Herbalist was talking about disclosure, I think that that's going to be a big theme that plays out over the next 18 months.
Right.
One of the things that's happening is that the North Node is changing signs.
The North what?
The North Node.
Oh, Node. Okay.
Yeah. Now the nodes are our destiny points. And so when we have, and they relate, the nodes are involved in eclipses. So if you ever notice, Tony, when there's an eclipse, is talking about disclosure,
right?
Everything up, you know,
right?
like everything comes to the surface. Well, I think that. Oh, sorry, I got a little bit of feedback.
I think it's good now.
Okay. So the North Node is changing signs. It's moving. The North Node is where we are prioritizing, where our focus is going, and where we're really learning lessons and gaining mastery. The South Node is what we're cleaning up. So the North Node for the last 18 months or so has been in the sign of Cancer, which is home, family, cooking, and nurturing.
Right.
I mean, the North Node's kind of like pulling our attention and saying, hey, you all need to pay attention to this. You all need to look at, you're going to be staying home and cooking your own food. And now that shifts actually on May 4th.
Wow.
And the North Node goes into Gemini, and that will be there until January 18th of 2022. Gemini, when the North Node is in Gemini, the South Node is in Sagittarius. And one of the characteristics of this nodal axis is disseminating truth from fiction, getting really focused on facts. So hopefully the days of fake news are about to end. And some of these conspiracy theories that are going around, or some of the unknowns that we have about the virus or about the economy, right, or about any number of things, these are all going to start coming into the light. So, but it's going to take some time.
Yeah.
With a nodal shift, usually we have during the eclipses, and there's an eclipse on the next eclipse series is happening in June. And then there's one that happens at the end of November and the middle of December. These are two pivotal times when we'll have some new information,
right,
about things that we did not know or things that were kept hidden in December and January when this was all starting to come about.
Well, what's funny is, we've heard about this before, but again, you know, the Navy released these videos of the of the UFOs.
UFOs.
And I actually called the Department of Navy yesterday to see if I could get on a spokesperson to talk about it.
Right.
And it would be great if they accepted, but what they said, and I'm surprised they stayed on the line as long as they did, but they said that the videos itself is our statement.
Oh, wow.
And I thought that was pretty profound. I mean, that is all we have to say. And so I do, and even, you know, President Trump even said, that's a hell of a video. So, I mean, there's a lot of disclosures, I think, not just, you know, in the paranormal world, but, you know, in the medical world, I think there's a lot of things that can be discovered in this time, possibly, if you and even today I saw that they're let me look real quick. It was talking about a radio signal. Yeah, a radio signal coming from inside the Milky Way detected by astronomers. So there's a lot of stuff happening that, unfortunately, the COVID-19 is kind of keeping this other stuff hidden because it's preoccupying us 24/7, because on the news, no matter where you watch, it's on 24/7. So when in these upcoming eclipses and switches in planets, what do you foresee besides coming together? Is there any more like stuff that we need to prepare for in a negative way, or should we just kind of go with the flow and just take a deep breath every time something like this happens?
Yeah, I think we need to prepare for a possible resurgence of the coronavirus this winter or this fall and winter, especially like right around the end of November, beginning of December. And I say that I hesitate to give, like you were saying with Shar, sometimes when you give a prediction,
right, and then like, they come back and said, you're wrong.
Yeah, but all of us could have like, our collective free will, we could say, nope, we're not going to do that. Let's, find a solution. And so we have co-creative power. And at the same time, a lot of those transits, the Pluto-Jupiter transit in particular, the Saturn-Jupiter transit, great conjunction, these suggest that it's going to be a pretty intense time.
Mm.
I think with the economy, what's going to happen is in May, Venus goes retrograde. And that
great.
Goes, yeah, I know. And Venus, if Venus retrograde hits us where it hurts. Right. It's from
Corona's pretty much took both my nut sacks off. it's like, Lord. Yeah.
Oh, I know. I don't think you're alone there, Tony.
Right. No, I'm not. That's why I don't feel as bad. Right.
So Venus retrograde, Venus is the planet that relates to love and money. And when she goes retrograde, that's often when we see kind of a shakeup in those areas of our life. I think what's going to happen is, from May 12th, because also Saturn and Jupiter going retrograde, Pluto's retrograde, there's a lot of backwards motion in the heavens right now. And so I think this kind of inflated sense of hope that we have, I think starting at the middle of May, it's going to start to kind of taper off, and we're going to realize the impact, the economic impact this has had. And then also that's going to be a time when people aren't stuck at home anymore with their spouses or their partners.
Right.
And it's like, I got to get out of this. So all of the buildup that's been happening where we've been like in close quarters And all of, you know, all of us have had realizations about our relationships that are like, oh, this is good. This is not good. Mm-hmm. I think what we're going to see is a lot of shakeups in relationships, and single people just like wanting relationships really badly. Like, you know, so I think there's going to be a lot of that kind of energy in the summer.
Yeah, I was thinking, luckily I get along with my spouse, but I, like I said, I couldn't imagine, you know, those people that dread going home,
yeah.
You know, and then
yeah.
having to spend every moment together. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, that would be just terrible. I have a feeling, it, like somebody said, it's going to be either a lot of babies
yep. mm-hmm.
or a lot of divorces. Yeah.
Right. And then you have the people who've been having affairs and haven't
right.
been able to connect with their lovers,
right?
The severing of those relationships or the reconnection with those relationships. And there's going to be a lot of love life drama this summer.
I know, a lot of humping pillows right now, I'll tell you.
Yeah. I think we could also see a lot of people reconnecting with exes. Just because, you know, that's retrograde cycles want to bring us back into the past. And if you've been single and confined at home, then, you know, the comfort of that love that you used to be with
right.
might seem really attractive. But I would just say, be careful if you're, you know, before you go back into the past, just be very cautious.
Right. Wow. They always say an X is an X for a reason. So,
yeah.
Actually, this is a great question, if you don't mind me asking. This is from Cindy in the YouTube channel. And thank you guys really for tuning in. I know this was kind of a last minute ad, and we have more shows coming. It's just lately we've been so dealing with the, because Captain Ron and myself both own businesses. So we've been truly trying to make sure that business is taken care of, but we're back in action again. But Cindy says there are more and more protests against the shutdowns. Are there certain sun signs that are more likely to protest, and is protesting a good thing? What is your thoughts?
I love that question.
That's a
great question. I actually have not done any research about this, but I would imagine that, you know, the signs that tend to get fired up about causes are Aries. Aries tends to, you know, it's ruled by the planet Mars, which is all about protecting your the interest of what you hold dear.
Mm-hmm.
And Mars is a fighter. It does not stand by the sidelines and just wait for things to happen.
Right.
And the sign of Aries is the same. So I would say Aries. Our Aquarians and our Pisces tend to be more of humanitarian signs, more interested in making a difference. And so these are people who you would probably see having the courage to get out and do a protest. I would also say that Libras have a real strong sense of justice, what's fair and what's not. And Libras, when they commit to a cause, they're the peacemakers of the zodiac. But when they commit to a cause, they can be fierce advocates for that cause. And I would say, just on a purely practical level, all of our earth signs, Capricorn, Virgo, and Taurus, are really concerned about the financial and practical impact
right.
of the shutdowns. And so, you know, not much would stir them up to go out and really fight and really rally. But when you get into their bank accounts and you get it into their bottom
right.
lines, they're going to be motivated to do something.
Right. And we only have about 5 minutes left, but I do want to ask this question. We kind of touched on it before. Miss T in YouTube channel is, do you think the COVID-19 or coronavirus, whatever you want to call it, was a man-made, or do you believe it was more, you know, wet, one of these wet bars where, you know, a bat, somebody ate a bat and spread the virus? What is your thoughts on that?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I've tuned into this question a number of times, and I've looked at it astrologically, because it's not the first time I've been asked this question. My sense is that there is something going on beneath the surface that we don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying I believe in all the conspiracy theories, and there are so many out there that that don't feel true to me. But I do feel like there's something up. Mm-hmm. But whether or not this is a man-made, I have a stronger sense that this is not man-made, human-made. That this is this actually has to do with the way that we use animals.
Mm-hmm.
In food, I feel like this is more of the earth waking us up to some of our behaviors.
Right, right.
But I do feel like what Miss T, is that
Miss
right?
Miss T, yeah.
I do feel like Miss T is touching on a thread that there's something up with this that will hopefully come into the light from now until January of 2022.
Right.
When the North Node's in Gemini, we're going to have a clearer
understanding
yeah. of what this is on all levels.
Yeah. Well, I what was funny is right before all this happened, I mean, coincidence, maybe, but there was a lot of CEOs of major companies, the Bill Gates and a lot of, CEO of Disney and that resigned. T-Mobile. And if you just go through a list of in the last few months, 6 months, a lot of people resigned. And it was, I have to be really careful because of the show I do and my thoughts. I like to share it with you, but I don't like to throw blame because I think we have to, before truth be told is about telling the truth. And I don't want to say something if it's not true. But it was a coincidence how many of the CEOs of major companies that resigned when that happened. And it reminded me of, I don't know if you remember The Day After Tomorrow, the movie with Jake Gyllenhaal. And I remember when they found they saw the asteroid coming to destroy the planet. They hid it from the public and they named it. I can't remember what they named it, but a reporter got a hold of this information about the name of the planet, and it was a name that was a female name. And so a senator had resigned, and she said, oh, he's having an affair, and he got caught. And so she found him and said, mention the name of this female's name. And he just said, I just want to spend time with my family, da da da. And she thought it was still an affair.
Uh-huh.
Come to find out, it was this asteroid that was coming to destroy the Earth. But it kind of reminded me of that, of how it was just this hidden secrets of people resigning, mm-hmm. of maybe knowing something bigger is happening.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, that's just my thought. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's not a theory. It was just a thought. It reminded me of that. It was just a coincidence. But this has been so fun, and we have just like 3 minutes left, and people have been really responding to this because I think people want to know answers, and we're not getting everything from, the news media, because I don't care what you listen to, the politics, I don't care who you support. We're getting so much information, it's hard to believe everybody, and that's why I think, getting somebody like yourself that can read the stars and read the charts and kind of figure out what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But do you think, intuitively we're going to be okay? We're going to come together. And are we going to finally maybe become a planet to where we can respect each other and respect the planet?
I think so. I think that's the hope. Anytime, like you were saying at the very beginning, anytime we have a crisis, one thing that we're great as humans is coming together, finding ways to create solutions and working fast to do so.
Mm.
I think one cool thing that I've seen from this is just how many creative people have been creating music, creating art, putting things on TikTok, on YouTube. There's been such a cultural renaissance that's been born out of this time. And I think actually art is one way that we're all going to come together, making people laugh.
Right.
In spite of everything. having these kinds of conversations where we're talking about things from a spiritual perspective. I think this is how we're going to rebuild as a better society.
Well, everybody's loving what you're saying. And, you know, if everybody wants to go to her website, it's Rachel Lange, L-A-N-G, astrologer.com. I put it in the chat room. Please go and tell us again any upcoming events, because you have some, I'm sure, some online courses, because that's pretty much all we can do right now.
Exactly. I know. I have tomorrow, actually. I'm teaching a webinar. It's free.
I love that.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's my way of giving back during this time when people are crunched financially.
Right.
So it's about the north and south nodes in your chart, those destiny points. And then in June, I'm teaching a 4-week class about predictive astrology. And then every month I have a donation-based new moon meditation. We talk about the astrology of that lunar cycle, and then we go through a ritual together to set intentions, and that is free, but I take donations for charity.
Oh, great. Well, Rachel, I've known Rachel a long time, and she's always been great, and thank you for doing this last minute.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Tony. It's always so fun to talk to you.
Oh, you too. You too. And please share this show. We'd love to have you share this for anybody out there that has any questions. Hopefully this answers a few. It may even raise more questions. Who knows? But that's what Truth Be Told is all about. We like to, you know, get people thinking and do your own diligence of go and study and research and look it up. Listen, we all have plenty of time right now. You know, you're sitting at home, do it. Yeah, look it up. But please, next week we are going to have another show. It's all about the dark side of Walt Disney.
Ooh.
That should be pretty good. I'm looking forward to that. But Rachel is always a great guest. Thank you, Rachel. We love you, and we'll see you soon, okay?
All right, thanks.
All right, everybody. We are going to get out of here. Please go to our website, truthbetoldworldwide.com. Follow us on all our social medias, download our podcast, iHeartRadio, Apple, and please leave a comment and review us. If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. Until then, for Tony Sweet and Captain Ron, we're out.